Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, and we'll be reading verses 42 to 44. The last three verses of 2 Kings 4, 42 through 44. Beloved, this is the word of the living God. Give your attention now to it, for he speaks to us. Now a man came from Baal Shalishah and brought the man of God bread of the first fruits, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. And he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat." His attendant said, What will I set this before 100 men?" But he said, "Give them to the people that they may eat, for thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left over." So he set it before them, and they ate and had some left over, according to the word of the Lord. And that is the word of the Lord to us this evening. Beloved, what we see in this passage is a fulfillment of 1 Kings chapter 19, 18. There it says, "Yet I will live," and this is the Lord speaking, "yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him." And here's one of those 7,000, one of the faithful that still remains in the northern kingdom of Israel, not bringing his first fruits to the priests. But because it seems they're all apostate, given what we've seen in the previous chapters. And so he brings it to the one who knows is faithful. He knows is faithful to Yahweh. He brings it to the man of God, to the prophet Elisha. And so here's part of the remnant, this one man, part of the remnant of the faithful believers in this corrupt and hardened nation of Israel. And we find this man from Baal Shalishah, serving Yahweh in the midst of an apostate nation. And so a lesson for us in our own nation to remain faithful. Remain faithful in our nation. Secondly, I think in the midst of the famine that we know is happening here, we go back to verse 38. There was a famine in the land. And so here you think of in the midst of a famine and bringing and 100 men to feed them with what seems to be not enough food. Now that perhaps is what the servant of Elisha is thinking of when Elisha says, "Go and give these people the food to eat." Because he's probably thinking, well, there's probably might be a fight break out when there's not enough food. And perhaps even some might kill someone because there's not enough food. This is a famine, and you would fight for food. And so the servant of Elijah is concerned. "What? Will I set this before 100 men?" he says. And by Yahweh's word, he will feed them with food. And there will be so much left over, even in the midst of famine. And he'll provide them with this with a mere 20 barley loaves and a few ears of grain. He'll feed 100 men. And in the wilderness, we remember that man does not live on bread alone, but man lives by what comes out of the mouth of Yahweh. And these Israelites need to realize that they will not go on in famine by what goes into their mouth, but they will live based in what Yahweh has decreed. Through that, he will sustain them. The impossibility of providing for all these men, verse 43 is met by Yahweh's word, and we are taught that his word is more certain than empirical evidence. His word is more certain than appearance. Does this passage mean that Yahweh will always provide physical food so that we will continue living on this earth? No. But only in as much as he has decreed he will. That he will provide. What this primarily is teaching us is to say ourselves, "I will eat today if I eat," because Yahweh has decided in eternity past that I will have enough to eat today. And so we give praise to the Lord for feeding us each day. And this passage, if you didn't notice, points us also to an adequate Savior in the Lord Jesus Christ. You should By reading this passage, perhaps recall Jesus' miracle of feeding the 5,000 men plus women and children, and the 4,000 plus women and children. And Jesus goes above and beyond this account here in 2 Kings, for there the lad only had 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, and that to feed thousands of people. And he feeds not 100, but thousands. And he doesn't feed with 20 loaves and ears of grain, but with 5 loaves and 2 fish to thousands of people. And in both cases, the word of Yahweh, Jesus Christ, everyone is fed, and there is plenty left over. Why? Because he is the bread of life. And here he speaks in 2 Kings as he is the bread of life and speaks to them this bread and this word. This chapter, chapter 4, is a summary since we've gone a few weeks looking at it. Yahweh has shown us many things. He has shown us his supremacy and his power over debt, verses 1 through 7. He's shown his supremacy and power over death, verses 8 through 37. He's shown us his supremacy and power over danger, verses 38 through 41. And here he shows us his supremacy and power over deficiency, not having enough. So, beloved, we worship an all-powerful, omnipotent, omnicompetent God. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for your word, which speaks here. Speaks that you are the God who provides for us in your word. That we do not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so, Father, we ask that you would continue to speak to us, that you would not withhold your word, that you would speak clearly, that you would give your spirit, that we would have understanding in our minds and our hearts and our wills and our affections, and that we would not just have understanding and knowledge, but that you would grow us in wisdom, having your word applied to our lives, that we would live it out in accordance with your word and in the measure that you have given us the Spirit. Now, Father, we ask again that we would not grieve the Spirit in our sin, that you would forgive us of our sin and turn us from it, that we, as we have broken the Ten Commandments, especially today, we've broken the Fourth Commandment, but all the commandments we've broken even this day in thought, word, and deed. And so, Father, we ask that you would grant us your forgiveness. And Father, grant us repentance, that we would turn from these sins that we've committed even this day and turn unto you. Turn from the sins of not loving you and loving our neighbor and begin to do so again. Father, we come praising you as a God who continues to grant us every need. You have provided us homes, shelter, and food to eat on our plates, and family. We praise you that you have brought again John Link and his family back to the States. We ask that as they go back, you would strengthen them for what is ahead. That you would give your word, especially in preaching and teaching in boldness and with authority, your authority to John, and that people would be saved and men would be trained, and you would protect them from the evil one. And even in that nation, just as we pray for our own nation, as we've prayed this morning, that you would provide godly leaders, if that be your will. And perhaps we would have peace to worship you and to worship you freely, as you have commanded us. Father, we do pray for those who are struggling in their bodies, those like Bob and Marie and Jeff and others, Father, and Sharon, and thank you that you have given them to us and that they can be ministering to us and teaching us how to live when we struggle in our body. And Father, we ask that you would continue to grow them and spur them on in their struggles, and heal them if that be your will. Continue reminding them of your mercies and your promises. And strengthen us for what may be, what would come upon us in the future, and the struggles in our own body. Father, we do praise you for answering our prayers concerning Dina and giving her rest. And thank you that Ezekiel is resting and sleeping through the night now. We do praise you for that. We do pray that you would also be with Lillian and her struggles with her early stages of pregnancy. We ask that you would keep that child and her and Lillian herself safe and healthy, and pray that you would deliver that baby in at the right time. And that above all, we ask that you would save their soul. And that you would even use that child, the lives of their Lillian and John, to minister to their children and children here. That we all would believe unto salvation the gospel of Jesus Christ by the regeneration of the Spirit in our hearts. Now, Father, as we continue this day to worship you, we ask that you would watch over us, protect us from the evil one and from wolves and false teachers, which are prevalent today, and ask that you would give us your word now and teach us and cause us to stand firm and stand firm in our proclamation of the gospel to the nations, even as we have learned in John's gospel we are called to do. These things we do pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen.